The new U.S. ambassador to Israel on Monday called on Hamas to accept a deal that would secure the release of hostages in exchange for the entry of humanitarian aid into Gaza. "We call upon Hamas to sign an agreement so that humanitarian aid can flow into Gaza to the people who desperately need it," Mike Huckabee said in a video statement on X. "When that happens, and hostages are released, which is an urgent matter for all of us, then we hope that the humanitarian aid will flow and flow freely, knowing it will be done without Hamas being able to confiscate and abuse their own people," he added. Huckabee's message comes after Hamas on Thursday signaled its rejection of Israel's latest truce proposal, which a Hamas source said proposed a hostage prisoner swap and the entry of aid. The Freedom Fighters' chief negotiator said the group rejected any partial agreements and sought a comprehensive deal including halting the war and an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. The war began in October 2023 when Hamas attacked Israel. Qatar, with the United States and Egypt, brokered a truce in Gaza between Israel and Hamas, which began on January 15 and enabled a surge in aid, alongside the exchange of hostages and prisoners. The initial phase of the truce ended in early March, with the two sides unable to agree on the next steps. Hamas had insisted that negotiations be held for a second phase of the truce, leading to a permanent end to the war, as outlined in the January framework. Israel sought an extension of the first phase. It blocked all aid to Gaza on March 2 and then resumed its air and ground offensive against Hamas on March 18. Israel has accused the Palestinian militant group of diverting aid, which Hamas denies. Last week, the United Nations said Gaza was facing its most severe humanitarian crisis since the war began. The heads of 12 major aid organizations warned on Thursday that famine is not just a risk, but likely rapidly unfolding in almost all parts of the territory.